You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Friday greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class here in KGYM. On this Friday, July the 7th edition, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Each and every day, they're the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Find out more about DePaco by going to their website at dupaco.com. That's D-U-P-A-C-O.com. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. Scott Udash with you, Isaac on the other side of the glass, Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, as we take you through a Friday edition of the program, a slightly rainy Friday edition of the Gym Class program. Yes, do not adjust anything out there, but that is rain actually falling from the sky. Haven't seen that for quite a while here in eastern Iowa. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, again, that number 319-366-1600. Got a good show for you. Friday topic today after taking a week off. Last week, we were at X Golf and broadcasting live. If you missed that broadcast, by the way, you can go back and listen to that, as well as any of our previous shows. You can do that by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Also go to Apple or Spotify. We had a great time at X Golf last week and at their grand opening, and I'm sure everything is continuing to go very, very well over there. And we're coming your way on 1600 AM today, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM Radio Stream mobile app, and smart speaker. We're going to have our topic. We're going to talk. We did this 2 weeks ago. We talked about underrated and underappreciated Iowa Hawkeye football players. Today, we're going to talk about Iowa State Cyclone football players. Underappreciated and underrated. Under the radar. Maybe coaches too. You never know. Get those answers ready to go, and we will jump on that in about 25 minutes or so here today. One more time, 319-366-1600 is the text line here as we come your way on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. As Mark joins me here today, good afternoon. It's very fall-like almost today, Mark.
Yeah, very comfortable temperatures. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And kind of refreshing. We see across the country a heat wave. Hardly that here.
No, and like we said, and there are Friday activities going on. Please check ahead. I know there's a lot of baseball going on tonight. 3A and 4A baseball tournaments getting underway around the state of Iowa. It's not heavy rain, certainly, but if you are on your way out, just inquire of your favorite school and check it out. Right now, in fact, the rain band just about through the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area, but there is more behind it from Des Moines back toward the Missouri River. So could see some more rain throughout the evening here tonight. No rain, I believe, yet, although it is coming to the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. Second round of the John Deere Classic is ongoing over there. And Zach Johnson needing a big day. We'll update you on how he was going through his Friday coming up in just a little bit. But 764 today for maybe the biggest name in the field, Mark, Cameron Young, the PGA's Rookie of the Year in 2 years ago. Yet to win, has been close many, many times. And right now, he's looking good with a three-shot lead over another gentleman with a great story, and maybe an even better story, and that's Ludvig Åberg, the Swede who is right now on the PGA Tour due to the fact that he was the It's a new rule that the PGA Tour instituted as the PGA Tour takes the number one rated college player and they get to go in advance to the tour. That is Åberg. And right now he's taking advantage of it. He had a 7-under par 64 today.
Yeah, very talented player out of, I believe, Texas Tech.
Correct.
And, of course, in the Pro-Am earlier this week, he played the front nine with Caitlin Clark, kind of got overshadowed, as did Zach Johnson in the back nine. But Åberg, very talented, and he's right there in a three-way tie for second behind Young.
Either Young or Åberg would be a tremendous, tremendous story. It would bring eyeballs to the John Deere Classic. That is what the John Deere Classic needs. Obviously, they've had great winners before. We talked about this yesterday. Bryson DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth has won twice at this particular tournament. Yes, Brian Harman has won before at this tournament. And a lot of those guys not playing at the JGC anymore. We understand that. But still, there have been a lot of big-timers that got their first real breakthrough over in the Quad Cities.
Jordan Spieth at the forefront, I think. Many others, as you know, some unknowns who never surfaced again. But that's kind of the beauty of this particular tournament.
It is. And going on over there, and could see some rain moving in. And how about Zach so far today?
Zach is 2-under through his first seven holes after a 1-over par 71 or 72 yesterday. Very uncharacteristic. Right now the cut line is -3. Zach is -1 for the tournament. I think it's going to go up to -4. So Zach still has a bit of work to do, but he's off to a good start. He made a 56-footer for birdie on the seventh hole, which, as you know, Scott, not an easy hole, especially when it's tucked to the left.
It's not easy if it's in the middle of the green.
On seven,
it is a long, over 200-yard par three, one of the tougher holes out there at the TPC Deer Run. So we will keep you updated on Zach. We'll keep you updated on what's happening out there. And like I said, scores, I think you're right. I think it's going to go probably maybe up one more shot, because once the rain moves in and the court, and they start throwing darts at these pins on the greens, and there's nothing better than light, misty rain and wet conditions that the PGA Tours like as far as scoring without big winds. And I think they're going to see that probably within the next hour.
Yeah, we'll see how what the direction of this weather system takes. It appears that it's going to hit the Quad Cities area, but we'll see.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. U.S. Women's Open going on. Bailey Tardy, an American, tied at the top. She with a 4-under par 68 today. Hoi-Joo Kim, also on the golf course right now at -7. And Rose Zhang right now, +2. She is even. Nelly Korda is at +4. She is yet to tee off, which brings up another point. And by the way, the course is winning because at Pebble Beach right now, only 19 ladies are under par at the present time. And of those 19, most of them have yet to tee off today. They played until 10 o'clock Central Time last night, Mark. And much like the consternation at the men's U.S. Open when we had primetime golf, which we all enjoy. We all enjoy it, golfers. But they were ending in the basically in the dark last night. And a lot of players not too happy with the United States Golf Association. Same thing that happened in the third round of the U.S. Men's Open at L.A. Country Club. It also ended at 10 o'clock Central Time. Why not 9 o'clock? We understand why. It's because of television, like we said a couple of weeks ago when they did that in the third round in Los Angeles. But, I mean, we got to come up with something for TV and say 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock East has got to be the cutoff time, because it's hard to do a lot of things in the dark, especially reading greens, et cetera, probably one of the tougher things to do in sports, and you can't do it in the dark.
Well, I don't know what you do, Scott, because the first tee times today were at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Could you back it off a half hour? Sure. But you're playing threesomes, split tees, starting at 7 a.m. I'm not sure what they could do.
Starting at 6:30. It's always slow, too. That's the one thing. And that's been the biggest criticism of golf, is the slow play. It is especially slow. As you saw yesterday, the feature group that had Rose Zhang, Lydia Ko, and who am I missing here? The Canadian. Terrific.
Henderson.
Thank you, Brooke Henderson. Lydia Ko, they all were searching for a ball at one time or another, and I think they gave Lydia a little bit more than 3 minutes to to search for her golf ball. I'm just going to say that. And so you get six-hour rounds in the United States Open. It just, that's tough to end in the dark like that, though. That is a really, really tough obstacle to overcome.
I'm not sure I would ever hear you crying about being able to watch primetime golf till the 10 o'clock news.
I'm okay with primetime golf, but I think it should be cut off at 9 or 9:30 Central. I'm okay with it, or move it to Hawaii.
I think you're splitting hairs, man.
I'm looking out for our fellow golfers out there.
Zach Johnson just made another birdie on number 8, so he's 3 under on his front 9, closing into the cut line.
That's good news. Let's get Zach inside the cut line and get him in there for the weekend. 319-366-1600. Non-golf news here today, and we will. And we got a couple already. Have a couple of texts coming in as far as underrated Iowa State football players. So thank you very much. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. News today out of the Big Ten, and I must say, very interesting news. Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald will serve a 2-week suspension. 2-week suspension as Northwestern University wraps up an investigation into hazing allegations within the Northwestern football program. Pat Fitzgerald is going to undergo that unpaid 2-week suspension, effective immediately, the school announced today. This investigation, Mark, was led by the former Inspector General of the state of Illinois. And, quote, they found evidence to corroborate claims made by an anonymous whistleblower regarding hazing activities and events, unquote. And this investigation has been going on for 6 months. A lot of this stemming from a preseason training camp that Northwestern has up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They refer to it as Camp Kenosha up there. It's the old adage, if a tree falls in the forest and you don't hear it, does the tree actually fall? Am I wrong about this? Because Pat Fitzgerald is going to serve 2 weeks suspension. He did not know this was going on, but he is going to serve the suspension. That was part of the reason for the suspension, is that the investigation came up with the fact that the Northwestern coaching staff did not know that this was going on in their program. But 2 week suspension right now in the middle of summer for Pat Fitzgerald, it just, is this a hand slap even?
Two words from me. big deal.
Well, yeah, I agree. Because if you're going to suspend him for two games, yeah, that's a whole different kettle of fish entirely.
Yeah, they're not doing anything right now.
No.
They're not practicing. I think Fitzgerald can afford a couple weeks without pay. He's falling on the knife because he's the head coach. You know what? When I say big deal, I don't mean the hazing part of it.
Correct.
I don't know the details of the hazing. I and other underclassmen were hazed 50 years ago in the football program in high school. Did I live to tell about it? Yeah. It's funny now.
Wasn't then.
No, not when you're taped to a bench and applied cream of Jesus in certain parts of your body. But, I mean, we don't know any details here.
Well,
we do know Fitzgerald is going to set out 2 weeks at this time of year. Big deal.
Yeah, because coaching right now, this is the part of the season where coaching staffs are putting together their game plans, et cetera, going through what they're going to do. As far as camps are concerned, this is the time of the year where the players are going through conditioning, strength and conditioning. This is what this part of the year is for as far as Division I football programs are concerned. And I agree with you. It's like, okay, well, Pat, why don't you just take 2 weeks off here unpaid? Yeah, it's a big deal. We get it. It's a big deal. But I don't think this suspension is very much a big deal. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Your thoughts, welcome. Again, that's 319-366-1600. As we talk about other things other than the top two draft choices playing a summer league game tonight. Didn't we just finish, Isaac, with the NBA season? Did I miss something? Did we just... I understand the summer league. I don't get the summer league. I don't watch the summer league.
I think it's fun. I like the summer league. You get to see the young guys kind of... It kind of eases them into the game rather than just tossing them in NBA a little bit more.
75% of these players are not going to be playing.
Well, that's why it's kind of fun, is it gives a maybe some look at like a potential, I don't know, potential players in the future that you might see get signed to like two-way contracts or stuff like that. But most of them won't make it. Not everyone is going to be an NBA player. Some players just are going to be G League players and
Europe
players. At least it's guys getting a chance. Again, it's mostly young guys. I like seeing, you know, some college players that you probably won't ever see a play again in a high level basketball game play in the summer league against someone like Victor Wembanyama. It's kind of fun. At least
Of the players of note, Keegan Murray, for example, played two summer league games so far, scored 29 and 41, and now he's going to sit in Vegas, where his brother Chris will make his debut tonight.
SportsCenter's live in Las Vegas.
I think this is going to be the most watched summer league game ever. I would imagine, just because Victor Wembanyama is such a hyped prospect. I mean, Spencer was talking about the ticket prices on his show, and they're up, I think he said, 30% from last year or something like that. I don't know. I think it's fun. I enjoy the summer league. I don't view it as super, you know, like competitive or anything. I think it's players just kind of learning how NBA basketball differs from college basketball, more or less.
41-01 on the text line. Yes, Keegan did have over 40. He had 41 the other night and some beautiful step back threes. He should have 41.
Yeah.
And 29.
I think it's an opportunity for players to work on specific parts of their game rather than play a full basketball game. So you can kind of take a game and focus on, I'm going to really focus on my three-point shooting in this game because the game isn't super important to the, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Whereas maybe during the regular season, you don't want to be like, okay, I'm going to go out and only focus on my three-point game where your team has to actually win the game. In the summer league, you're able to focus on one particular aspect of your game rather than developing your game as a whole at the same time during the NBA season.
All right. So people, how much are these tickets going for tonight?
I can't remember what he said. I think he said something like 120 was one of the options. And I think he said
Thought it would be more than that.
Yeah, I think he said the courtside seats were like $1,200.
No, that's
ridiculous. I wouldn't do that. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you're really, sports starved,
How long is he going to play tonight, by the way? If you're the San Antonio Spurs and you got Wemby out there and he turns an ankle, playing 20 minutes here tonight, that's going to look pretty bad.
I would imagine somewhere between 10 to 20 minutes. I don't think he's going to play for an extreme amount of time, especially because it's his first game. I think he's going to play multiple games in the summer league, I think is what the Spurs said. And so I would imagine the first game, they're not going to have him play a ton of minutes. Maybe the second game, they have him more on like a 25 to 30 minute. But today, I think maybe maximum of 20 minutes.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class and KGYM. And I mainly only watch sports on TV, very limited options this time of the year. I would have to ask myself, it's a deep diving question. Would I rather watch the NBA Summer League or the White Sox lose yet another game? That's a tough one. That is a tough one. You're smiling.
It just depends on how much you really want to torture yourself, I guess. To me, the NBA Summer League, again, I like it. I also understand that it really isn't for everyone. I totally get that. It's not like incredibly high level basketball or anything. It's just guys either holding on to their last chance. I don't know. It's not for everyone. I get that. But for me, I think it's entertaining to watch, young guys get their first little bit of NBA experience.
I would rather watch. I don't watch a lot of things that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
That means you don't watch the White Sox.
Well, that's like I'm still thinking, do I watch the White Sox game or watch the NBA Summer League game tonight?
It's hard to lose a doubleheader.
Well, oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And, we will. Maybe next week we can get to that 83-79. He mentions that Caitlin Clark, of course, Caitlin in the news this week because of the Pro-Am over at the John Deere Classic, got to play with a couple pretty good players over there with Aberg and with Zach Johnson. No one has brought this up yet, but she will become the all-time leading scorer next year in women's basketball and needs just over 1,000 points to go ahead of Pistol Pete Maravich. And yeah, she's got some records within her grasp if she stays healthy that are not going to be, I think, touched as far as for a while anyway in women's basketball and in basketball.
Yeah, especially if she stays next year and the year after. I wouldn't imagine how anyone. It's hard. It's going to be really weird looking at some of the records when you see that some players had. Like the COVID years and stuff like that.
I think
that might be a bit weird after we look back in 10 years or something like that. I'd be like, oh, that's... And there might be some interesting names on some of the record holders' lists there.
Yeah. Going to need some points, and do not put it by her to get that record next year. But
Maravich didn't have the three, as you know.
Correct.
And did he only play 3 years? Because he averaged like 45 a game.
I'm going to look that up. Well, another guy, the pride and joy of Lebanon, Indiana, Rick Mount, also did not have the three-point goal as well. And he did pretty well. Yes, 3 years for Maravich.
Yeah.
He was on the freshman team In his first game, he put up 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists against Southeastern Louisiana College as a freshman on the freshman team, by the way, for LSU. Pretty good numbers. 319-366-1600 here at 329. News out of Iowa City today. We're going to get to that in a moment. We're going to get to our topic as well. Underrated, underappreciated Iowa State football players. We're going to talk about that today and maybe a little bit about some really good baseball series. Now, these are good series. I would tune into these more than I would NBA Summer League basketball or the lousy White Sox. We'll get to that before 4 o'clock here today. But, Mark, going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And what we got in the scoreboard?
Kirk Ferentz's youngest son, Steve Ferentz, is going to be a linebackers coach at the University of South Dakota. He spent the last 3 years as an assistant with the Miami Dolphins. You mentioned MLB. No afternoon games, but a lot of people looking forward to Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and maybe Cincinnati, Milwaukee. And finally, Lisa Bluter, Iowa women's basketball head coach, has been given a 2-year extension through 2029. And I saw a couple of ridiculous tweets today, Scott. Well, Caitlin Clark will be gone before you know it. She'll return to mediocrity.
Never.
Well, do you know Bluter hasn't made the postseason exactly one time?
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as college women's basketball coaches in this state are, and not only at the Division I level, but I think basically Division I, Division II, and Division III, all the way down. We are so fortunate to have the cream of the crop. And, yeah, Lisa Bluter is a terrific, terrific coach. Bill Fenley, same thing. Tanya Warren and you and I and Drake both getting it done. We've had national champions teams here, Division III in the state of Iowa, NAIA. Just great, great basketball coaches. Great basketball talent in this state as well. All right, 3:32. We're going to take a break, come back, get you a look at the weather forecast and more. And we're going to dive into our topic for this Friday. We're going to talk Iowa State Cyclone football. Cyclone underappreciated and underrated players. You can go back to you can go back to the Johnny Majors era if you want to for this one, or as recent as the Matt Campbell era. So we'll talk about that when we return here on The Gym Class on KGYM. Back with more right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We're going to have clouds building in as we head through the rest of the day, and the chance for light to moderate showers exists as well as we head into this afternoon and evening. Some spotty showers may continue overnight, and then clouds will clear out early Saturday. We'll have sunny skies and temperatures near 80 in the afternoon. Then Sunday, we'll have sunshine once again. Temperatures will be in the low 80s and will stay dry to start next week with a chance for rain on Tuesday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Improve your home's curb appeal with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction exterior paint. It provides a true one-coat coverage that resists dirt buildup and fading for a beautiful appearance. Pick up a gallon of flat exterior paint for only $42.69 after 11% off. Good through July 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the gym class here in KGYM. 319-366-1600 is the text line. Have that handy. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600, as we dive into our Friday topic, getting you ready for the weekend. Of course, Todd Brommelkamp show coming away next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We've got baseball coming up tomorrow. Mark, your Minnesota Twins gracing the airwaves of KGYM as they host the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow at 12:30.
Looking forward to that. See if the Twins can win maybe two out of three at home and go into the All-Star break on a high note.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. There is no Sunday night baseball game this week. They did away with that. Oh gosh, what, 3 or 4 years ago? Because it was just a detriment to the teams that had to play on that Sunday night game. They wouldn't get out until Monday morning, wouldn't arrive home if they weren't going to the All-Star festivities in whatever city it was being held in that particular year. So a good move a few years ago by Major League Baseball to do away with the Sunday night game ahead of the All-Star break. So everybody's on a level playing field at that time. So we'll all get together again Monday for Home Run Derby. The eight contestants are there. The number one seed is a White Sox. I would not. Luis Roberts had a great year. I don't know. Alonso's my pick. We'll talk more about that coming up on Monday. Of course, the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. I'm tearing up here at 3756 on the text line because you might as well, in the NBA Summer League, you might as well ask to bring back the Primetime League. Oh, the Primetime League. I would have to check if they still have the Central Iowa League over there in the Des Moines area that Iowa State players take part in. I knew it was surviving after the Primetime League went away, but I'm going to have to dig into that and see exactly if that league, if you know it out there, if that league is defunct or if it's still going, let us know at 319-366-1600. Speaking of Iowa State, we're going to talk about that in our topic for a Friday here, guys, and we're going to talk about underrated, underappreciated Iowa State football players. We all know of the Breece Halls, maybe the Brock Purdy's, who knows? The Alan Lazards that are making a name as far as the National Football League is concerned. Talked about the Hawkeyes a couple weeks ago. We were at X Golf last week. Now we're going to talk about the Iowa State Cyclones. 319-366-1600. You covered the Cyclones for many years, Mark.
I did, mainly during the Donnie Duncan era and a little bit of the Jim Crainer era. Oh, my God. back in those days, often split time between Iowa and Iowa State. Saw many good games, that's for sure.
Remember the one significance about Jim Kreiner that jumps out at you? I know that Isaac has no idea. Never been done before, and I think never, well, it has not been done since. Jim Kreiner, of course, if you were a decorated football player, or if you did so many things right, you got a different colored helmet than the rest of the team.
Wonderful.
That was a great idea. I mean, it would not fly because of uniform designations right now, but that was actually a thing. So I believe they had red helmets and the rest of the team had yellow helmets. So make sure that you know who is the best players out there by putting them in a red helmet. Seemed like a fine idea. No, Isaac's shaking his head. Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Pay attention to these players more than everyone else.
Pay attention to these guys.
I don't know if I would want a big X on my key players, but maybe that's just a me thing.
Didn't work. Did not work. All right. Our first is from Matt in Fairfax, who starts it off, not a Cyclone fan, but Todd Blythe was a stat monster. Todd Blythe is on my list. Former Indianola Indian and a terrific wide receiver in the days, I believe, with Dan McCarney. Todd Blythe was playing for the Cyclones back when Dan McCarney was really taking Iowa State football and putting it into bowl contention every year. All nearly won a couple of Big 12 division championships, just stumbled a little bit. But Todd Blythe, a big, big part of those teams.
I would totally agree. He's out of Urbandale, right?
I thought he was Indianola.
Could be Indianola. We can look that up, but very reliable, very productive.
I'm going to look it up right now. Look it up right now for Todd Blythe. Played in the Arena League, by the way. Indianola. I was right, Mark. And you want to know something? He's 38 years old, which makes me feel very old. At this present time. So there you go. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate the text here today. Underrated, underappreciated Iowa State football players. 319-366-1600 for Cyclone fans out there. Can you put a coach into this category, Mark? Because if that is the case, I think you would almost put two guys. I think Dan McCarney and a very young Johnny Majors, going back to yesteryear as far as Cyclone football is concerned.
What about Earl Bruce? First win over Iowa in a long time. Had some success before he went to Ohio State.
Yeah, and then did very well at Ohio State, but did not beat that team with the M on the sideline, and he was out, and that's about all it took out there. 319-366-1600 here on our Friday topic on the Gym Class on KGYM. I'll let you throw a couple out, Mark, to start the festivities here.
You want me to go?
Yep, go ahead.
One of my favorite players of all time at Iowa State would be Alex Giffords, the place kicker who I think was underappreciated. A lot of people remember him. In 1981, Iowa State had not defeated Oklahoma in a couple decades. I was in Norman that day. It was 7-7 into the fourth quarter. And Iowa State had scored first. Oklahoma tied it in the fourth. And I was down on the field ready to go to the locker room after the game. And I watched running back Dwayne Crutchfield right, Crutchfield left, Crutchfield right, Crutchfield left. Iowa State moved the ball down the field. Very manageable field goal. And Alex missed it. ended up to be a 7-7 tie. And I think people appreciated him. He made a lot of field goals, or maybe not a lot of people appreciated him because of that missed field goal, but he was a pretty reliable kicker for Iowa State.
Very good kicker, and he's on my list, Alex Giffords, certainly, and made a lot of big-time kicks for Iowa State football. You mentioned Dwayne Crutchfield. He was on my list because I don't think he deserved, he got the recognition that he deserved in his career.
Well, he was a third-round draft pick, and boy, he was a bull. You know, very good runner. Didn't make it in the NFL, but he reminded me of a Nick Bell.
Yes.
Sort of. Tough, hard-nosed football player who was good.
63-34 on the text line. Great defensive back, Ellis Hobbs. Very good defensive back. I would agree. And played on some good teams. Tony Booth says 95-41, the pride of Kennedy High School, and I believe Palo, Iowa, Tony Booth. I don't know if that's a plug because they maybe know him or related, but he was a very good football player as well for Iowa State.
I would agree with that.
319-366-1600. I will throw a couple out here. I'm going to throw out quarterback John Quinn. I think a three-year starter for Iowa State was Quinn, and still associated, does a lot of things for Iowa State. Was on the radio network for quite a while. Listened to him on Saturdays as well. Underrated quarterback, I think. Anytime you spend that much time under center for a college football team, you're getting things done.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of John Quinn, but did he not score a key touchdown or two against Nebraska when Nebraska had beaten Iowa State many years in a row?
I think you might be right. I think you, or was that Marvin Seiler? That was back maybe beyond that. But he also beat, he led an Iowa State team that beat the Big Red. Sorry, Nebraska people. 319-366-1600. I have Marv Seiler, by the way, on my list. I think this guy was.
He wasn't that good.
Who's that? Marv Seiler?
Yeah.
Hey, beat Nebraska. We got a couple people simultaneously coming up with Ben Lamach, another Cedar Rapids Kennedy product, four-year offensive line starter from Cedar Rapids. Both 86-36 and Welsh on the text line coming up with Ben Lamach. What a terrific athlete he was. Multi-sport guy at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. He was a heck of a basketball player, too.
Great athlete and a really good player at Iowa State. And I suppose we ought to throw Kyle Knox's name out there.
Absolutely. New football coach at Cedar Rapids Prairie, who we had on a few weeks ago. 319-366-1600 here at 3:48. How about J.J. Moses? He was one of my favorite Iowa State football players of all times. Great kick returner, punt returner from Waterloo. The Moses family is, you know, as far as Waterloo sports, Iowa high school sports are concerned, just synonymous with great success. Not the biggest guy in the world, but, man, he had some big-time returns for Iowa State football.
Yeah, he's dangerous. And I think he had a cup of coffee in the NFL.
I believe you're right.
He went the quarterback route, and I gave this a lot of thought, and you got guys like Steele Jantz and Todd Bandauer. I go back to Duncan's era to David Archer. David Archer was came to Iowa State out of, I believe, a Utah JUCO. But he, for 2 years, 82 and 83, he was really good.
He was in the NFL, too, with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
Was David Archer. Got some starts as well in the National Football League. Scott Sable's favorite all-time Iowa State football player, perhaps, Lane Danielson. That guy had so many key catches from Dyke, New Hartford. Was an absolute gem as far as just finding a way to get open and would catch anything that was thrown his way. Lane Danielson was a tremendous, tremendous college football wide receiver.
A lot of running backs out there, and, you know, I considered Troy Davis's brother, Darren, really, really good running back. But one of my favorites was Blaze Bryant.
That is
true. 1989 star, rushed for 1,516 yards, never made it beyond. But for one season anyway, he was very reliable.
My wife's nephew's son, oldest son, named after Blaze Bryant. Yes, they are. Yes, they are Iowa State fans. In fact, he played football for Iowa State. 319-366-1600 at 350. Going over underappreciated and underrated Iowa State football players. If you have one out on the text line, love to hear from you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. As we get to... I wanted to throw this gentleman out there as well. And that was Reggie Hayward. I think he had a cup of coffee in the National Football League, maybe a couple years in the National Football League. Was a really good pass rusher for Iowa State football back in the day. Zach Butler, not many people go from Iowa City to Ames to play football, but Zach Butler did and was multi-year starter on the offensive line coming out of City High for Iowa State. Did a tremendous job for Dan McCartney teams up there as well.
Yeah, he did. And before we get to the end here, how can we forget about Jeff Woody?
True.
The big, burly running back, fullback, who in that 2011 game, Friday night, against Oklahoma State, disrupted the college football world, scored the winning touchdown in double overtime. He had three carries that game, all three on that series.
And they ruined Oklahoma State's bid for a national championship.
Yep.
On that particular night in Ames. And one of the great post-game celebrations. I'm not even going to say controlled, but it was controlled mayhem for that particular night on national television. On ESPN. 5681 on the text line. Friend of the station, Mark Lillibridge from Linmar. We're going back.
Sure. You bet.
Mark Lillibridge. Yeah. 5681, thank you very much for that. All right, well, quick break. We'll come back, have a few more, and wrap things up for a Friday on the gym class. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
It's Wrangler season out there. T-shirt days, denim jacket nights. A pair of broken-in jeans you could live in. Open roads, endless horizons, no destinations. This is when adventure starts calling. And you need to be ready in jeans that are made for the unpredictable journey that we call life. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play. Experience it live, in person, from the first pitch to the final inning. Vivid Seats has a huge selection of MLB tickets, and they're the only ticket company that rewards your purchases. For the best selection of 2023, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Blue 22!
Those are sports sounds. And people love sports so much, it makes them pay attention when I say, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
It's way back! It's out of here!
And we all know how sports fans feel about big saves.
What a save!
See what I did there? Save is also a sports word. So save big when you switch to Progressive. Ooh, that's a golf clap.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Now I'm hungry. Back with you on the Gym Class here in KGYM, 319-366-1600. Been talking our Friday topic, Iowa State underappreciated, underrated football players. We had a call during the break. Isaac, you talked to the caller.
Yeah, he wanted to remain anonymous, which is fine, but he wanted to bring up Dexter Green.
Oh, was his. Dexter Green, Mark. Back in your era. Did you see Dexter Green play in person?
I did. Really, really good.
Yeah. That was late 70s, correct? He was on the 77 Iowa State team, if I recall.
I'd have to check, but you may be right.
At 355, another vote. A biased pick, but loved Tony Booth, says 9843. And I think Tony was a three-year starter. I know two for sure. I think he was a three-year starter on the offensive line for Iowa State. And... yeah, very, very good player. Good athlete as well. Was a really good baseball player in the day. So thanks for the remembrances. Always appreciate it. And we'll have another topic for you coming up next Friday here on the Gym Class. And Monday, we'll take a look at the weekend in the world of sports. And maybe we'll talk about NBA Summer League basketball.
I'm going to take the show over with soccer and NBA Summer League. That's
when
good.
When is the U.S. Women's National Team versus Vietnam?
It's in the tournament starts in like 12 days, and I think they play the second day, so it'd be the Friday. So 13, like 2 weeks, pretty much.
And you can name your score on that one, right?
Yeah, probably like 13-0. I think the United States Women's Team in their group stage last World Cup played like Thailand and won like 16-0. The women's tournament is not super deep, but once you get to the top level, it gets pretty competitive. So once they start playing like Sweden or Canada or the UK or Brazil, then it will be a little bit tougher for them.
We'll talk, John, your classic. We'll have a winner more than likely coming up, unless there's some weather interrupting things when we reconvene coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Also, baseball and some great series. You mentioned, Mark, Tampa Bay, Atlanta could be a preview of the World Series. Cincinnati, Milwaukee, very big. And I'm going to throw your Twins in Baltimore as a big series this weekend.
I think it is too. Of course, you got the Cubs and Yankees, right?
Right. Yankees, that's in New York, correct? I believe.
It is.
All right. So we'll talk some baseball with you as we get into the All-Star break. Guys, have a great weekend, and we will see everyone and talk with everyone coming up on Monday. Todd Brommelkamp show is next from 4 until 6, and we will talk to you once again Monday at 3 on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of